Brazilians are waking up this morning hoping it was all just a bad dream. In the World Cup semifinal yesterday, the host country was clobbered by Germany 7-1. Brazil invested a lot in making the tournament a success, and its citizens were left to look on in anguish as their team went down in a loss of historic proportions. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro watched at a bar in Sao Paulo.
It all started so festive and patriotic, with everyone joining in for the national anthem dressed in wigs and costumes in the colors of the Brazilian flag. But the mood very quickly turned sour. Shock, horror, anger as Germany scored goal after goal. Some people walked out of the bar in disgust by halftime. Others held their heads in their hands. At the end, with the score 7-1, people said they were stunned. Fan Tássio Borges agreed. This makes me sad, he said, because the Brazilian people expected more, because we are hosting the event. We expected so much from our national team at this moment. And instead what happened was a tragedy, he says. You can only call it a tragedy. Not even the most pessimistic Brazilians, he says, could have predicted this. But he didn't blame the national team. He said they were under a lot of pressure. They lost two key players in the last game. They were all very young. The talk instead turned quickly political. The main fear of the government was that Brazil would be embarrassed during the Cup, he says. It didn't happen with the organization of the World Cup, but Brazil is now facing shame on the field. I think this will hurt Brazil's president, Dilma Rousseff. Celine Saorin said that possibility made her glad.
Maybe with this bad result, maybe people wake up. In October, when we have the elections, maybe we have the results for this, because that's enough.
Before the World Cup, many Brazilians were angry at the expense of the games and the mismanagement of key infrastructure projects. Dilma Rousseff's approval ratings were on the floor. But the event went better than expected. Brazil's national team was advancing, and more recent polls have shown that Brazil's mood improved. Rousseff also got a bump. It's human nature, as one analyst told me, to want to blame someone for the unbelievable loss yesterday. And one of the main targets, at least initially, seemed to be Brazil's government. Last night, chanting erupted as Brazil's defeat was unfolding. We can't play it on air because of its vulgarity, but it was against Brazil's president. Still, some analysts say that the negative effect on Rousseff will be short-term.
I don't see any strong connection between the horrible defeat of the Brazilian team today with the next general elections in October.
That's Rafael Alcaripani from the Getulio Vargas Foundation in São Paulo. He says this World Cup defeat will be one more factor among many counting against Rousseff's re-election.
In general terms, I think Dilma will have a very difficult time to get re-elected because her government actually didn't deliver as much as we were expecting. So I think that's what Brazilians will count at the end of the day.
Meanwhile, while the long-term effects of yesterday's events are being debated, almost immediately there were reports of violence, with buses being burned and fights breaking out in many cities. Back at the bar, the game ended to catcalls and boos. Fan Roberto Mota put it succinctly.
It's the worst game that I've seen. I never see one game like this. The worst game that I saw in my life.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Sao Paulo.